DJs. Show hosts.
Welcome back, Nervo Nation. Woo! Put your radio voice on.
Which one would you give up? Cheese or oral sex?
Oral sex.
No way! No way! I would give up giving oral sex, but never receiving.
You are now in the mix with electronic dance music's own legendary Nervo. Welcome to Nervo Nation.
Well, it is a weird thing in the morning, I'm not to my feet. It is a weird thing in the morning, I'm not to my feet. It is a weird thing in the morning, I'm not to my feet. It is a weird thing in the morning, I'm not to my feet.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
I keep forgetting to forget you. And from the start, I should've known you better. time, you ain't even by my side. Yeah, 24/7 fascinated, you got me infatuated. Feel the power in your eyes.
This is Alice in Wonderland on Nervo Nation.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Zach Reyes, and you're tuned in to Liv and Mim on Nervo Nation. This is Ricardo from Thrive. Shout out to all the fans from Nervo Nation.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Mike Williams?
This is the one and only.
Oh, my goodness, Mike. How are you, lovely?
I'm super good. Super good. Thanks for having me here.
Well, we saw you last weekend in Barcelona, actually, which was a lovely surprise. But where are you now? In Holland?
I'm in Holland. I'm in Amsterdam. I live here. And it was really fun in Barcelona. I had to leave a little bit early, but I was really happy to see you girls. So.
That's how we first met, didn't we? Backstage at festivals.
Yeah.
And I love it that you were playing a different club. You were playing with W&W, weren't you?
Yeah, we were playing a club. I think it's two buildings next to it. And it was a lot of fun, but we had such a long night. So I was at the end of my night, I was so tired. But then I heard you girls were playing. I was like, oh, okay, well, just going to go to Pasha. I just want to say hi and then I'll go to bed.
And that's why we love you, Mike. You're a real social.
Fun time.
I tried to.
Yeah. Do you remember, Mim, when we were started touring? Not that you've just started touring. You've been touring for a while now, Mike, but we'll just get into that later. But I remember at the beginning, Mim,
we basically did it to party and be social.
Yeah, to be honest, we still do a little bit. But yeah, definitely in the beginning, it's so different. Everything is new, everything is cool, everything is a party, and then slowly it's too serious sometimes.
Mike, do you tour by yourself? Or do you have a tour manager or photographer that you join? A lot of young guys have buddies that join them on the road.
I definitely have a tour manager already from the start. I don't know, I just can't travel alone. I just hate it and I get bored. And my tour manager is also a really good friend of mine from a long time ago. Most of the shows we also have a photographer who is also a really nice guy, so it feels like a group of friends going for a holiday. That's how it feels, and I love that.
So Nervo Nation listeners, we've got Mike Williams on the line, Holland's very own. You've got to check him out. He played the most wicked set. I remember the first time we had never met you, but we heard your set and we were like, holy moly, who is this guy? Because your set was on point, every single record. But one thing I want to ask, so your DJ name is Mike Williams, but your real name is Mike Williamson, right?
Yeah.
So why did you do that?
Funny things, when I started DJing, I was 14. I was doing all these small parties for kids and it was a lot of fun. At that time, my DJ name was Mike W, which is the most shitty name ever. But I was Mike Williamson, Armin van Buuren, which is his real name. I was it's kind of cool to have your own name, but then Williamson is quite difficult to pronounce for some people. So I was the closest thing to Williamson is probably Williams.
Yeah.
And Mike Williams, I mean, it doesn't really sound that bad. So I was like, let's go for it.
Well, do not go away, because we have Mike Williams on the line, and he's going to give us all of his nicknames from the very beginning. Coming up. Nervo Nation.
Yeah. partner, ex-wrestler. He dates Francesca, partner, ex-wrestler. Yo. He dates Francesca, partner, ex-wrestler. Yo.
This is Feligrani, you're listening to Nervo Nation.
Hi, this is Nadia Ali, and you are listening to Nervo Nation.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Akraze, and you're tuned in to Liv and Mim and Akraze on Nervo Nation here.
Welcome back, Nervo Nation. We have the gorgeous, the talented, and good fun, and humble. I mean, gosh, the list is getting long.
Keep going.
Mike Williams, everybody. Woo!
So, Mike, we touched on it earlier, but, you know, honestly, Liv and I, we had to meet you when we heard your set because we were so impressed by all the records that you were playing. I think we came up to you and we're like, what's that record? And you were amazing. You sent them to us, you know, after the weekend, which is also very cool. Often people are quite cagey with their gold dust records. Yeah. Obviously, you Dutchies, you're just born with dance music in your blood. It's literally like, you know, you come out of the womb listening to dance music, but you've been prolific releasing records for so many years. I mean, you would have been at school when you first started releasing records, right?
Yeah, I was still in high school. I was already producing for a couple of years, but it just sounded horrible. And then when I was 18, 19, I kind of, that's where it kind of started music-wise. And that's where I got like my first shows as Mike Williams instead of just being a DJ and playing cool music.
Can I ask, because you're 18, you're already quite prolific at producing and you're out on the road and you're away from home and you've got your best buddy as your tour manager. Were your parents scared that you were just going to go off the rails?
My parents were really supportive. My dad was really more like the business side. He was like, you should do this and that. And he was like really involved with that. My mom was just really being a mom and be like, just be a little bit careful. Or are you sure you're going to do all those shows? Like you have to rest as well. So it was a perfect balance. For me, my parents were the most supportive parents.
Now, getting back to the music, you are prolific. You've released on Spinning, Universal, Musical Freedom. I mean, Protocol, the list goes on and on.
214 million streams on Spotify just last year. Like, yeah, that deserves a clap.
No, I'm still waiting for the plaque on the wall with, because we passed, I think, the 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, what? Wow, it's Amazing.
Is your studio at home or do you have to go somewhere?
Yeah, last year I built a whole office place with a brand new studio, and it's actually close to where my mom lives and where my sister lives, which is really a good excuse to also see them sometimes. So I live in Amsterdam and my studio is half an hour outside of Amsterdam. So I don't have anything at home, which I love because I feel like I really want to go somewhere to work and I'm more productive. And of course, if I want to do something quick, I can still do it at home on my laptop. But I definitely know I have nothing in my home in terms of a working place.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't, Liv and I don't. We unfortunately work from home, but some people like that, you know. So
yeah, I get it. But yeah, I felt a little bit trapped at home the whole day, you know.
Well, we are proud of you. We are so proud of you, Mike Williams. Do not go away, Nervo Nation. Stay on the line because we'll be back in just a jiffy.
Liv plus men equals Nervo Nation.
Away from home. Gonna hold you, gonna kiss in my arms. Gonna take you away from home. Gonna take you for a ride on a big jet plane. Hey, yeah.
new design. The time to shine, 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 to shine.
Shout out to all the fans from Nervo Nation.
Hey, this is Alice in Wonderland on Nervo Nation.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Morena Ball on Nervo Nation.
Welcome back, Nervo Nation. We have Mike Williams on the line right now. What a lovely interview this is. Do you know what? You're good vibes in the club, but you're also great vibes in this interview. I mean,
Mike, is it snowing outside? Because you're in Amsterdam.
It was snowing yesterday a little bit, but I'm hoping it's going to be snowing more in here. I like winter. I like the snow and like ice skating.
You have to like the winter being Dutch. It's like you guys don't get the summer.
But it's in Amsterdam, it's mainly cloudy, windy, raining. Weather-wise, it's the worst, but it's a great city.
Because we're about to enter our Pop Snap quiz. But before we do, I want to ask you to tell our listeners, what has been, to date, the best surprise in your career? The best thing that you never thought you'd love so much that has happened? And then also, what has been the worst thing?
For me, music is really important. I see myself more as a producer than a DJ. I'm really focused on both though, but for me, it all starts with music and then the rest comes later. So on music level, like there was a point that one of my tracks got super big and it was like being played on the radio also in the Netherlands for the first time. And that was a big surprise for me because then it's like, oh, whoa, this is actually just something I made in my studio and suddenly everyone is listening to it. Everyone is talking about it. And then at shows, people were jumping and screaming and they knew all the lyrics. That was for me, like, that still gives me so much energy.
That's been a great, Now, what's the worst thing then? So the good thing is you just love hearing your music on the radio. I get it.
First thing that comes in my head, last year, one of the biggest shows we did in Portugal, where everything went so well. I'm sure you girls had this as well at some show, that I started my intro and I walked up and somehow the CD player on the right just totally, like, it went out or something happened. And the moment I grabbed the mic, like the worst timing ever, I walked on stage, grabbed the mic, and bloop, it went out. Oh,
yeah.
And everyone's like screaming, like, hey, and that worst moment ever.
Pop Snap quiz time, guys.
We're going to give you two words, and you need to say which word best describes you. Are you ready?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Tarantino or Disney?
Tarantino.
Lamborghini or Tesla?
Lamborghini.
Disco or techno?
No, techno.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza Hawaii. Sorry, I'm going to upset a lot of people.
Me too. And I'm Italian descent. Yes. I can see Debbie, our producer, shaking her head.
Vaccine or no vaccine?
Vaccine.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram. I feel old.
Clubs or festivals?
Festivals.
Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Okay. Boobs or butt?
Boobs.
I feel like brunette normally goes well with butts.
I heard a story once that when guys like first get into girls and everything around it, then they are always a butt person. But when you get a little bit more mature, you move to boobs.
I like boobs. It's fluffy fun.
Yeah.
Amen. Fluffy fun. I love that. Okay, last one. Sex without sound or sex without vision?
Sex without vision.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something that's going to probably crack you up. Maybe it's a little too X-rated to say on this show. We were once talking, I don't know why we were talking about this, but with a Japanese friend of ours. And he said to us, because he lived in America for a year, and he said, Liv and Mimsan, Western girl make different sounds when having sex. And I was like, oh, what sound is this? And he goes, Western girl sound like cow. How do Asian girls sound? Oh, Asian girls sound much better, you know, having sex. It is true. We kind of sound like cows.
we moan a little bit more. Yeah, we definitely sound different to how Japanese girls sound. Definitely.
So sound can be really important.
Well, cows are amazing animals. So
they are. Thank you, Mike. Oh, love you, Mike. That deserves a clap. Well, I hope you find a lovely brunette, cow-sounding, well-endowed. Yeah. What's that word? Well-endowed. Yeah, fun and fluffy.
Where can they find you?
I mean, pretty much everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Google for Mike Williams and you'll get me everywhere. And if you like going to festivals and clubs, I'll be there. I'm doing a lot of shows this year again.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's the end of our interview. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Mike Williams.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. See you soon.
This is another edition of Nervo Nation.
Nervo. Nervo. Nation. Nation.
Between us, I cannot stand losing you. Whoa, whoa. All these feelings intertwined. Oh, fighting the urge to reach out. And my stance remains unchanged, baby. Can't help it, I'm so into you.
Check out our Spotify playlist at Nervo Music Official.
Oh, when you're ready, we can put this behind us. Maybe we can find us again. I know. Put this behind us. We can find us again. 'Cause I don't know. I was alone. I was alone in this world. I needed people. I know my funeral gon' be lit. That's how I treated people. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna.
We were gold dust, whoa.
And she said, remember when we're done, life goes on. And I love the moonlight, fuck the sunshine, your sweet, sweet goodbye. Sunshine, your sweet, sweet goodbye. Yeah, I love the moonlight underneath the sad sky.